The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all.
Chewy kind of teased this earlier, but I want to ask the question again. How do we feel about the Packers playing on Thanksgiving? Second consecutive year that they've done it. Last year they played on the road at Detroit, so they were the early game. Now they are the primetime game because they'll be home against Miami. 800-990-3776. Are you pro or are you anti-Packers on Thanksgiving? Because usually everybody has something going on Thanksgiving. You know, you're getting together with your family. You know, yeah, and I think the TV's certainly on. Like, the tradition in our family, you know, like I said, we typically eat around 1 o'clock. Like, the games have always been on wherever we've had Thanksgiving, whether it's at my grandma's house, at the place we've done it in the last decade or so. Like, the games are on, but you're not necessarily always paying attention. But obviously with Packer games, you want to pay attention. So for me, it seems like the primetime game is the perfect time because everybody's already going to be gone from my house. I'm just going to be able to sit back, pour myself an old-fashioned, kick back, and watch the game at night. But you seem to be anti that.
Yeah, but if you're going to the game, I would think you want the first game out of the gate because you could probably still get home in time to have a late Thanksgiving meal. If you're going to this game, Gabe, you can't crush a Thanksgiving meal and then go to the game. You're going to fall asleep because your belly's
not with
be
that
so
attitude.
Cold. Doesn't the early game start like 11:30?
11:30 Central time. 11:30 Central time is when that game kicks off.
But
here's the problem, Chew. Like, if the Packers are ever hosting a Thanksgiving game, it's only ever going to be the primetime game because I don't see the NFL taking away the early game from Detroit. They're certainly not going to take away the mid-afternoon game from Dallas. Like, if the Packers, this is the only way you play on Thanksgiving and host the game if you're any other team other than Detroit and Dallas.
Now, the only one I played in was in Dallas, I think, in 94, 95.
Yeah, that
which
was...
Which is what it is. It's just, that's part of playing in the NFL. Sometimes you play on Christmas. Sometimes you play on New Year's Eve. That's what you kind of sign up for. But I would think for placement of the game and fans, I would want it right out of the gate.
Are you...
11:30 Central. Game's done by 2:30. You're eating dinner at 4:30 and still be able to celebrate Thanksgiving.
So you only play on Thanksgiving once. So the other Thanksgivings, would Holmgren like adjust the practice schedule to try to cut you guys loose to give you a little more family time?
I'm trying to think when we would say. Now I've had the practice on Christmas before a bunch of times.
Sure.
And typically, what he would do. I think for Christmas, he would say, okay, stay with your families until 10 o'clock, do the presents with the kids, and then we're going to work till 3.
Okay.
Anytime it fell on a holiday. But that Thanksgiving, I don't think we celebrated it at all.
Okay.
Because he would usually have...
Well, I mean, the reason why I ask...
Time off.
The reason why I ask, because the famous rookie prank in Green Bay was, oh, you have to go get turkeys before Thanksgiving you had to go pick them up for all the offensive linemen. Oh, they're free. You go pick them up, and then you check out, and
then
they weren't free.
It felt like kind of a 1960s joke that in the 90s was...
Well, in fairness, it took...
Now, they'd be like, oh, you owe $150 for turkeys. Oh, okay. Let me go cash my check for $1.4 million and take care of that. You know? And Hasselbeck, I believe, is the one that ruined it because his dad played for New England and the Giants, and they did it way back when he played, which was like early 70s. And then Hasselbeck just kind of blew the whole thing up. You know, I don't even think they do it anymore.
No, I can't imagine. Like, the story's been spread around too much.
Thing?
Oh, it's 100% a corny thing. 100%
yeah, totally
a corny,
corny
thing. Josh, where do you land? Pro, anti Packers on Thanksgiving?
Extremely pro. Because even when I'm not hosting, like we just discussed, It gives a thing for the attention to be divided on and to be on. Last year, my girlfriend's grandpa and I sat basically silently and watched the Cowboys, I believe, win that game on Thanksgiving. And I didn't have to, you know, do the other stuff, like talk.
Yeah, but it,
do the
game,
other stuff.
On the flip side.
When you say other stuff, you mean the only thing that you could have done with your girlfriend's grandfather?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, he slept for most of it, and it was a great time. Yes.
I'm kind of taking back the early game now, Gabe.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because what if they lose the early game? Does that wreck Thanksgiving?
For me, no. No. I look forward to Thanksgiving.
I love
the meal.
You have me so wrongly tabbed.
No, you're a toad.
A Packers game has never affected me more than like 20 minutes after it's over.
That's a lie, because on the text chain, I do things to jab you, and you actually get mad at me, I think.
There, you're very wrong. Also a misread.
No, he gets mad at you, Chewy. I'm keeping the illusion alive. He gets mad at you.
Oh,
he does. Keep thinking he gets mad at you.
There is zero. I'm the one poking at you most often.
Yeah, I know. That's only when they're winning, though.
Yeah, of course.
Which, I mean, they're 8-3.
No, you know what?
It's been a lot of winning this year.
The more I think of it, Gabe, I don't want my team playing on Thanksgiving. I don't, because there's enough excitement with the food and just football being on to make me happy.
What time are you eating, Joshy? What time are you hosting?
I believe it's like 4 or 5.
Okay, so you'll be done eating by the time the game kicks off.
Yes. I mean, credit to everyone around me. They know that football time is like the time that needs to happen.
I mean, it's work time. It's, you yes. have to do it for work. I mean, yes. it's just unavoidable at this point.
Yeah, I got to be locked in.
Well, for you, it's going to be 8:15. 8:15 East, 7:15 Central.
The reason you don't like the late game is just simply it's too late for you right now.
Yeah, East Coast time is terrible. East Coast time is the worst. I mean, if I was to vote, I would say East Coast is the worst, followed by Pacific, then Mountain. I think Central is the best time zone.
Wait, what?
Having lived in...
For somebody that doesn't like the primetime game because they're on too late, why wouldn't you like the Pacific time?
Yeah,
Pacific. I mean, the primetime games are done way before you go to bed.
I don't want my football starting at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, it's nothing I want more.
I don't. At 10 in the morning?
Why, Joshy loves college football. He can start watching at 11 a.m. and he's not done until 1 a.m. the next day.
Yeah, give it to me early.
The perfect time, and even as a player, the perfect time as a player to start is like 2:30. But from a television standpoint, I like noon. Noon is perfect. Get your chores done. Get in there. Watch the game.
There you go. 800-990-3776. Austin says, this Thanksgiving game time is perfect. Get to eat a great Thanksgiving dinner, get in my comfy clothes, pour me some beer, and watch the game in my man cave. And I'm guessing that's how a lot of people are feeling across Wisconsin. We've got to get to power rankings. Coming your way next, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's two things she counts in the house. One of the pictures. What do you think the other one is?
Firearms.
Viagra.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Jared Canton says, for me, watching the game in the first slot typically conflicts when we eat on Thanksgiving. Second game seems to be winding down. This year, though, it might have to be nap time with the Giants in Dallas. Prime time is best, since I'm getting a second wind then. Also, Brett wants to know who's doing pre- and post-game. I'm assuming Homer is doing post-game. I don't know if Gary Ellerson is joining him or not. I know for the pregame, myself and Alex Stroph will have you. We'll have our Wildy Hour. We'll have Rob Domofsky. So it'll be pretty close to a regular pregame show right here on 94.5 ESPN. Thanksgiving starts at 4 o'clock with Green Bay Game Day. The week of NFL games is over. It's time to get to power rankings.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, the guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay, pretty good list, although there's a shocker and a snubber.
Okay.
And a snubber. Is Joshy going to play along?
Yeah, Joshy's playing along. Joshy's ready to go.
Okay, with that, give me number 10.
So I think this is where the shocker is. Because there's not a lot of teams with really good records. So I look around, I see the Commies at 7-5, but they've lost 3 in a row. So I wonder if they've been bumped out, because the Denver Broncos are also 7-5, and they have won 2 in a row. So I don't think I necessarily agree with this, but I'm going to say they have the Denver Broncos at 10.
I have the Broncos here as well. My best bet of the week on the weekly wager. I'm now 3-0 on that program. No big deal.
Nice. Denver is 10. I don't think they should be 10. I'm kind of surprised they're 10. And I'm surprised that they're 7-5. Are they 7-5 because of Sean Payton?
Oh, and
Bo Nix is much better than everyone expected.
Yeah, Bo Nix is playing very good football.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that goes with coaching.
Yeah.
The reason he's playing so well is because he's got a hell of a coach. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is correct.
God, it shows you. The best thing about them being 10, it shows you the dysfunction of the Chicago Bears.
You got that right, Bubba.
And Josh, I don't know if you listened to yesterday's show, but I think we're close to getting Ashton to switch alliances. I think we're almost there.
We don't need
a little more push. You don't care?
No. He doesn't want him.
You don't care?
No, I don't want that stinker on the Packers.
All right. Okay. Nine times.
This is where I'll put the Chargers.
That's where I'm putting the Chargers as well.
Are you guys cheating?
No, look at the records.
The records are like, I mean, I guess, here's the thing. I mean, even though the Chargers lost, they're 7-4. So the Texans had lost, they're 7-5. Commies have lost 3 in a row, so 7-5. They've got to be on the outside. Chargers being here is the only thing that made sense to me.
All right, Chargers are 9. Good call. Close game last night. Brother. Didn't watch a bit of it, but score looked close. 8.
Is this the Ravens?
This is where I dropped the Steelers here.
Josh, you're right. It is the Ravens, and there's your snub. Ravens are better than 8. Come on. What are we doing here?
Yeah,
look at their body of work.
I would agree. The Steelers'
body of work is very good. Come on.
Steelers did beat them to head-to-head, and apparently they're holding that over the Ravens.
And they have one less loss.
Yeah.
Do you think they should be higher, though?
I do. I think the Ravens are better than the Steelers.
Yeah, I think the Ravens, once they get into the playoffs, are one of the 5 best teams in all the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree, just based on the eye test.
Mm-hmm.
7.
So this has got to be Steelers.
This is where I put the Steelers as well.
Steelers are 7. Should they be higher?
Yeah. I mean, everybody's been kind of waiting for that other shoe to drop, and maybe we're not going to give them the benefit of the doubt if they're playing in a bad weather game. But isn't that what that team's supposed to be? A team that runs the football and plays good defense? That's supposed to be the bad weather team. Like, when snow hits, they're supposed to thrive, and then they lost because, well, turns out Jameis Winston was better than Russell Wilson that day.
But eventually, don't you have to look at body of work? No?
Yeah, but, I mean,
I don't know.
So
I just look at body of work, and their body of work is pretty good.
Is it? Or are we just taking their win over the Ravens?
Beat the Falcons, beat the Broncos, beat the Chargers. Beat the Jets.
Cool.
Beat the Commanders. Beat the Ravens. Yeah, but that body of work is pretty good, Gabe. That's all I'm saying. Can we look at body of work and eye test? I believe you got to combine the two.
I mean, eye test isn't going to be good for them. Because also those wins over the Falcons, Broncos, and Chargers were with a different quarterback. That was when they had Justin Fields at quarterback. And then they made the switch.
Yeah, but that goes to coaching. I mean, coaching's got to play into this as well. They have really good coaches. All right, six.
Is this the Vikings?
Go Pack, go.
It is the Pack at six.
Were they five last week?
The Packers, no. The Packers, I think they were, yeah, they were seven or eight last week. So they got bumped up.
I just think Pittsburgh would have a reason to be six, just based on the body of work.
But you believe the Packers are better than the Steelers.
On the body of work, Josh.
But I'm asking, do you believe the Packers are better than the Steelers?
No, at the end of the day, Gabe, I believe, yes, the Packers are better.
I don't know.
But based on body of work.
Or why?
Why does Josh always have a grin on his face?
Because he's an instigator, man. He's Woody Woodpecker.
He is a total
He just wants to get you.
Instigator.
He wants to get you going.
Sure do.
All right, five.
Vikings.
Vikings are five.
Which, I mean, how much longer is this going to last?
Top 10.
I mean, I felt like they were starting to show cracks.
Gabe.
I felt like they were starting to show cracks, but they just keep winning. Like, I thought that, okay, Sam Darnold in the game he put out there against the Jaguars, okay, here comes Sam. He's going to start blowing up, and it just, they haven't done it. They've won
Let
four in a row.
Let me ask you a question, Gabe. You're reverting back a little bit. What is the difference between Minnesota beating Chicago and Green Bay beating Chicago?
No.
What's the difference?
Chewy, I'm
What's the difference?
I'm not complaining that the Vikings are here. The only question I'm asking, because I know you don't think Sam Darnold is good either, I'm just asking is, when is Sam Darnold going to start playing like Sam Darnold again? Because that's going to be the downfall of the Minnesota Vikings, is when Sam Darnold starts showing up again.
Look at Baker Mayfield, okay? Is Baker Mayfield good enough to win a Super Bowl?
No.
Yes, he is.
He's good enough to be 5-6. No, Baker, you can't win.
They got injuries issues.
Yeah, you can't. Baker.
With a good defense, with a solid defense, yes, he can. Just like Darnold can. Trent Dilfer won.
You would pick
Brad Johnson won.
Yeah, dude, that's like saying, you know, Bart Starr won and Joe Namath won.
He did.
But those are eight. The game is different than when Brad Johnson and Trent Dilfer won one. You need to have the last time that somebody had subpar quarterback
bias.
Play. The last time somebody had sub-quarterback play
millennial.
And won a Super Bowl was Peyton Manning and the Broncos in Super Bowl 50.
What AFC team on this power rankings list would you pick Baker Mayfield to beat in a Super Bowl?
Ain't beating the Bills. Ain't beating the Chiefs.
Well, not this team. Maybe at the beginning of the year. Hold on. You guys are idiots. I'm sorry. What are you talking about?
No, you're not.
The Bucs almost beat the Chiefs at home. They lost by 7 in a game they should have won if the guy goes for 2.
I didn't know we were playing horseshoes
here. You guys,
here.
Your
almost.
Memory is week to week. Week to week. Which, that part of your brain is worthless. I can tell you that. It's much more important to have a brain that can go back 6, 7, 8 weeks. God, you guys are flavor of the day.
The Buccaneers are 5-6. Who are you defending right now?
Gabe, do you remember when they played the Chiefs?
They lost to the 49ers.
They weren't into it. Give me 4.
This isn't a good team. I don't understand your fascination with Tampa Bay other than live down there.
It's a good team,
and your buddies down there are brainwashing you into thinking that Baker Mayfield and Tampa Bay is good. Only thing that makes sense.
You know what they say about Green Bay?
Oh, they're lucky, I'm sure.
Luckiest team around.
Yep. Going to keep riding that.
Cool. I'd rather be lucky and have 8 wins than not be lucky and have 5.
4.
Eagles.
Bills.
Oh, Bills on a bye. They bumped them down, huh?
Yeah, 3-2.
The power
2.
Rankers are not nice to the bye teams. They always drop,
Bills,
and they didn't do anything.
Bills didn't do anything. They're sitting there at 9-2. Hey, sorry, guys. You didn't play this week. You get bumped down.
Last time, they went out and beat the 2-time Super Bowl champ, and they said, you know what? Didn't prove it this week on your bye.
And they not take good enough
Eagles
vacations? Is that the problem?
The Eagles look good, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm not taking that away. Like, the Eagles,
Every team gets a style points bump if you do it in prime time.
Yep.
If you win a big game in prime time, well, you're getting a bump.
But especially if Saquon Barkley goes for 255.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Three.
So this would be the Eagles.
Yes.
Two.
Chiefs.
One.
Lions.
You guys really do you think that the Lions are the best team in football right now?
Yes.
I think they're playing the best. Do I think they are the eventual Super Bowl champion? Not until somebody takes out Patrick Mahomes.
You know what I'm surprised, though? What I'm surprised is they didn't bump Philly to two. Because the Chiefs beat the Panthers 30-27.
Yeah. But look, the regular season doesn't matter. This is one of the few teams in NFL history where the regular season just doesn't matter. Like they're like when we talk about baseball, when we talk about the NBA and they're playing so many games, it's like, all right, let's just get to the playoffs and the fun stuff. That's where the Chiefs are. They've won three of the last four Super Bowls. Their division is better this year because the Broncos are playing good, and obviously Jim Harbaugh has the Chargers in a really good spot. But at the same time, the only thing that matters for them is the playoffs. I think they just get bored and they just kind of play with their food and let teams hang around.
Yeah, I would agree. But I would almost, I don't know. These next couple weeks are going to tell you a lot. Because I'm almost like the Ravens. I just feel the Ravens are going to beat them and Buffalo's going to beat them in the playoffs.
The only thing that's ever going to take me off the Chiefs at this point is when they lose in the playoffs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Remember how long every week of the playoffs last season, they weren't favorites. Everyone kept picking against them. And then they kept winning. It's just what they do. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are superhuman at their positions.
He's never not played in an AFC championship game.
Yeah.
It's insanity.
He's never just has no play, can't plan anything until the AFC after the Super Bowl at this point. That's just how his life is.
Is he better than Brady? Is he better than Brady?
I mean, he's got a ways to go.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of the accolades.
Why?
Well, no, seven I'm just Super saying, Bowls.
Looking with your eyeballs, is he better than Brady? There's enough of a sample size to say whether he's better than Brady or not.
Yeah, we tried to do this with Rodgers, though, too, and there's a big difference there.
Yeah, but if he wins a third in a row.
Yes, that would put him as the only person to ever do that at the quarterback position.
That's fair.
So I think if they do the impossible, which, again, the AFC is stacked, so it's going to be tough for them, but I have a hard time picking against the Kansas City Chiefs at this point. Guys, I'm telling you, if you're making plans to propose to that special someone in your life, the Jewelry Center is the only place to go for the ring. Best place to shop in Milwaukee for diamond engagement rings for a reason. It's what I did, and that's what you should do as well. I had kind of an idea of what I wanted to do, looked online, shoptjc.com, went into the store, and made sure with the team at the Jewelry Center that it was the ring that I wanted. They are fantastic. But what's also great about that team at the Jewelry Center, whether you stop into Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington, maybe you don't have an idea. Maybe you go to her Pinterest page, see if she's got anything there. Bring that in. The team at the Jewelry Center always going to be able to help you and point you in the right direction because, well, their selection is fantastic. Whether we're talking about naturally mined diamonds, lab-grown diamonds, whatever you're in the market for when it comes to an engagement ring, the Jewelry Center has it. Check out their inventory. Again, three locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. Check them out online, shoptjc.com. And when you go to the Jewelry Center, you make sure that, you know, tell them Gabe and Chu sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But she doesn't know. Every now and then, I got the blammer coming up, and like, I'll let you use my tractor for two of the blue things, which I think is a pretty good deal, which gets me in trouble.
You got a Viagra ring?
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN.
This almost feels like it's going to be a weekly conversation at this point. But, man, thank God the Packers don't do dip bleep stuff. If you wonder why bad teams stay bad, Chew, you shouldn't wonder. Because they do and make horrific decisions. They make bad decisions. And they don't rectify those mistakes. They hold on to them like the Bears are holding on to Matt Eberflus. But did I read this story right, Josh? Because I don't think Chewy saw it. Chewy read it, but I just want to make sure that I'm not crazy.
There's only one other team you could be talking about.
I I just want to make sure I'm not crazy when I saw this post on social media and the subsequent articles written about it. But correct me if I'm wrong. The New York Jets, who have fired their head coach and general manager, have retained the 33rd team, which is a company that includes Mike Tannenbaum, their former general manager, whom they have fired before,
mm-hmm.
to assist them in the search for their next general manager. Am I correct in this? They are reaching out to a media company, a relatively new media company that is headed by one of their former employees, a general manager who failed for them to the point where they had to fire him, and now they're looking to him to help them hire their next general manager.
All that is correct, Gabe. If you were paying attention, last week news emerged that the Jets seem to pay too much attention to what happens on Twitter. If you were to take that and extrapolate that into them hiring the 33rd team, you could also believe that. And interestingly enough, the 33rd team, I believe it was just last week, released a ranking of potential GM candidates. That post is now gone and redirects you directly to their story about how they offer professional services now to teams looking to hire.
So now they're trying to get into the search committee business?
Yes.
Like, because the Jets won, because one team was dumb enough to... Like,
yep.
Look, man, I just...
Why do people who fail at stuff get to then do the hiring? Like, wouldn't the guys who were bad at it not be the guys you want to tab for this position?
One would think. And you know what? I'll give you an example. Because I've known this guy, feels like forever, right? John Dorsey. You know where John Dorsey's been the last 4 years?
No idea.
Joshy?
No.
with the Detroit Lions.
Oh, really?
Now you can say the Detroit Lions have the most talent, or one of the teams with the most talent,
okay,
across the roster in the NFL. You know, John Dorsey's a little bit of an odd guy. I've told a story on when he was with the Packers how he came to work me out. Ron Wolf loved John Dorsey.
Mm-hmm.
John Dorsey then goes to Kansas City, is responsible for drafting all that talent. Patrick Mahomes, I think Tyreek Hill, a handful of those players. The problem is Andy was at the point where he was winning Super Bowls. Andy wanted all the power, which a lot of guys do. So
yep.
It kind of forced Dorsey out. Now, Dorsey had a little bit of a hiccup in Cleveland, but I think that was more of a coaching debacle there. It's not that hard. You know, it's not that hard. John Lynch, great mind, has done a great job with the San Francisco 49ers, right?
Yeah.
It's just these guys go, they get this garbage stuck in their head, and they just don't know what, like Tannenbaum, some of the things he said on ESPN, was it this past year, Gabe, are just so off the wall with some of his predictions. I'm like, I don't know. And I don't know Tannenbaum. I really don't care. But it's just, I don't know. I don't get it. But I'm with you that some of these organizations will always fail just because they're stupid.
Well, I guess I've always questioned the thought of getting a search firm involved, right? You hire this search firm to try to find it. And in the famous line, you know, from Barry Alvarez back in the day after Brett Bielema had left, you know, I don't hire search firms, search firms hire me. I don't understand why you would not want to try to keep this internally. Like, by bringing in somebody externally, it just adds just to the messiness. Like, I guess the Packers hired a search firm to assist them in looking for their new president, but we all kind of knew who the next president was going to be. You know, we knew that policy was going to take over. He'd been groomed for the guy, so it just seemed like that was window dressing of, hey, we're doing our due diligence, even though we have our guy to be the next president for the Green Bay Packers. Like, this guy has been groomed for this position behind Mark Murphy. I just don't understand why teams just... Why would you do this? Why would you do this to yourself? And it makes me so thankful that the Packers don't do dumb stuff.
It's like a reality show. The Jets, I'm saying.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I agree. They probably listen to social media and the internet too much, and it's just like, hey, this is a clown show. Let's hire the guy we fired.
Yeah.
You know?
To help us find our next general manager.
Just like,
I mean, it would be crazy if, I mean, let's say John Dorsey was in the media and he's the one who created the 33rd team. Like, to me, it would be crazy if they hired Dorsey in the 33rd team because they're a media company. They're a media company at this point. Like, nobody's reaching out to ESPN and going, hey, let's get some of the people from NFL Live to help us find our next head coach.
The Raiders tried to do that by hiring media people. That didn't work out so
well. They literally just straight up hired media people, though, right? Like, yes. They hired Gruden. They hired Mike Mayock to be their general manager. Like, that just didn't work out. You know, again, it'd be like somebody going, Mel Kiper, let's hire him as our GM.
A lot of the problems are, Gabe, is these owners are not qualified to make decision when it comes to hiring football people. They don't. You think Woody Johnson knows anything about football?
I mean, he probably knows enough to be dangerous. I mean,
he doesn't know how to evaluate talent.
No.
Wouldn't you go to people who know how to evaluate talent and ask them who they think? I mean, who do you think's better at evaluating talent? Ron Wolf or Mike Tannenbaum?
I'll go with the Hall of Famer.
Yeah. So why don't you hire people like that?
But I think, is that the hard thing to do, though? Is that a hard thing to do, is to identify? Because when you're interviewing to be a general manager, like, the interview is so different than what the job is. You could probably put together a pretty impressive interview and probably pull the wool over some of these owners' eyes about how prepared you can be. But then you get that job and you're so far over your head.
Yeah. That's I remember sitting down with Daniel Snyder when I was released by the Packers. He was ready to sign me at the table because I sold him on a bunch of garbage. I'm like, you know what you need? You need players here that punch people in the mouth, change the culture, and get, I love it. I love it. And it was me, my agent, the GM, and Daniel Snyder, you know?
Yeah, and you can, I think
so
you can.
It's just like, I mean, if you can interview good and you can sell these owners a bill of good, which a lot of guys are, but they're not qualified to do the job, that's how it happens. Happens over and over and over. And what, you know what? Here's a philosophy I would use. Why don't you hire people from good franchises? Pittsburgh Steelers, Green Bay Packers.
Yep.
San Francisco 49ers.
Teams that have had success evaluating players.
That's the first place I would look, you know?
Well, I think you mentioned John Dorsey. I think there was a reason why he had success as an executive. I think there's reason that, now I'm blanking on his name, out in Seattle. That was here in Green Bay for all those years.
Oh, Schneider. John Schneider.
John Schneider
is great. I've known John for 30 years.
You know, Elliot Wolf getting a job in New England.
You know the thing I respect most about John is he lays in the weeds. He's not a Jerry Jones clown show. You know? Those are the guys you want. I mean, look at John Dorsey. You guys didn't know where John Dorsey was.
No, I had no idea. Honestly, I had no idea what he had been doing since he left Cleveland.
So, welcome to the NFL.
Do want to give a quick shout out, Chef Ed. Happy birthday, bud. 66 years old today.
Happy birthday.
Dedicated listener to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I bet he knows what he's doing in the kitchen on Thursday, Gabe.
He did text earlier saying that he has worked on a few Thanksgivings. He never got extra pay. So, I don't know if I think that means he's anti-you trying to get a little bit more for working on the day after Thanksgiving.
Hey, I'm a negotiator. That's all. I'm here to help people. That's it.
People?
Yeah, myself.
Yeah, there we go.
Now we're talking.
Now we're cooking. We'll see what we put on the polls.
I just wanted to beat you guys to the punch.
Coming up next, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you know that fact, though?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know that fact?
Is that just a fact, Brig?
Yeah. I mean, that's what Chewy does. Chewy knows the most facts of anyone on the show.
He also knows the most fiction.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
One poll that we put up on Twitter, are you pro or anti Packers playing on Thanksgiving? Overwhelmingly pro, 71.5%. So, seems like everybody loves the fact that the Packers play on Thanksgiving.
Really? I mean, I'd be pro if they were playing a layup game. I wouldn't call this a layup game, but I would think it can kind of put a little sour milk in your Thanksgiving, no?
Yeah, sure, but again, if they're playing that early game, like last year, I was not expecting them to win. I don't know if anybody was really expecting them to win because that was kind of the thing that kicked off the run that they went on to eventually make the postseason by beating the Lions and the Chiefs back-to-back. So I went into that game not expecting them to win, and if they had lost, I just love Thanksgiving. I love the food that's out there. I would not have had a bad day after the Packers had lost. And now if they lose to the Dolphins, it's at night, so you just go to bed right away and don't have to worry about anything.
Could the Detroit game be their Kansas City of last year?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, if they go into Detroit and beat Detroit, like that's going to make what Tausch said on Sunday after the game and into yesterday that they are Super Bowl contenders. That makes that a true statement.
Because that springboarded them last year, wouldn't you say?
Oh, without a doubt.
And gave them the confidence to move forward?
Without a doubt. Absolutely.
That's going to be interesting.
I mean, I cannot say that this team is truly a Super Bowl contender unless they beat the Lions or like Minnesota or some of these other tough games. Because when they've stepped up to some of those tougher teams, there's two teams ahead of them, or actually there's three teams ahead of them, if you want to say that, in the NFC. Like when we did power rankings, they've lost to all three of them. So when you step up to that competition, you got to step up and play better. I can't wait for that game. I can't wait for that measuring stick game. Again, can't overlook Miami.
You're glad it's not tomorrow, though, right?
Yes. Correct.
Me too.
Yeah, I'd much rather have the full week to prepare for the Detroit Lions. We'll still get ready for that game tomorrow. Will the Intouch, I'm sure they're talking about it, coming up next.
Eastbound 94, it's a little bit backed up right around 68th Street, and then back on the brakes right through the stadium interchange. Otherwise, everything else has wound down nicely. We are looking at a pretty good...